And joining us right now on our KTAR Newsmaker line is ABC News legal analyst Royal Oakes to talk about this. And Royal, I mean, a lot of questions swirling around it. And I guess first and foremost, what kind of charges, what kind of punishment could Jussie Smollett be facing?
Well, if these allegations are proven, he could be in deep legal trouble, up to 3 years in prison on the Illinois state charges of filing a false police report, and up to 5 years on potential federal charges of conveying false information, where victims might have feared a biological agent was involved. The letter that the actor allegedly sent to himself at the studio contained white powder. Turns out it was just ground up aspirin. But if people perceived it was a terroristic threat, that could be a federal crime.
You know what, Royal, with the amount of resources that were pulled away from other cases where they're desperately needed in Chicago, place that with the environment that we're in right now regarding immigration, blackface, distrust of media, politically motivated attacks. I mean, this had everything. Do you think that the DA will prosecute to the fullest extent to send a message?
Well, I wouldn't doubt that the DA would go for the max. I guess I'd be surprised if at the end of the day, if the facts are pretty much as they've been reported, I'd be surprised if the actor gets the maximum. Presumably, he's got no criminal history. Nobody was harmed except huge resources were lost. As you say, he's lawyered up. Mark Garagos is certainly going to do a good job for him, having represented Scott Peterson, Winona Ryder, and Michael Jackson. So I wouldn't go to Vegas and bet on him getting the max, but the DA may push for it.
We're speaking to Royal Oakes, ABC News legal analyst, as Jussie Smollett has been arrested now for filing a false police report, making up this whole story. And again, these are allegations. I don't know if he's exactly admitted to that yet, but it appears to be the direction it's heading. My question for you, Royal, is the initial attack had the elements of what is called a hate crime, which brings added legal jeopardy for the people that commit a hate crime more than just a regular crime. Does that compound the problem of making a false police report? Could he face more charges because he alleged a hate crime as opposed to just somebody tried to steal my wallet?
Now, it's a good question. A hate crime can land you into prison for a longer term than basically the same physical conduct without the hatred as a motivation. But I don't think that element would have an impact on his situation. Instead, I think the key for him is apparently we're told these two brothers have confessed and said, yeah, he paid his $3,500 to help stage the attack. We're told that they do not necessarily face charges, although you have to expect that there's been some sort of a plea bargain conversation that police have had with them. But at this point, no, you're looking at possibly no charges against the brothers, but certainly the actor has been arrested on the filing of a false police report charge in Illinois, again, looking at up to 3 years in prison.
Again, we're talking to ABC News legal analyst here, Royal Oakes. And Royal, one last question for you here. You know, after the UVA Rolling Stone article, A Rape on Campus, was yanked and discredited, there was a lot of discussion about the harm it did to the real victims of rape, especially on college campuses. Do you think that this story could have the same negative impact to members, let's say, of like the LGBTQ community?
It's a good question and a debate that's been going on as to whether this, as it rolls out, will have a chilling effect on people who really have legitimate complaints. I wouldn't worry about that so much because this is just so outlandish, this idea of him completely making it up and having a staged deal. I wouldn't think if it's established to be just that, I wouldn't think that would result in a chilling effect on legitimate victims.